Igor Gusev was born in Odessa in 1970. He is an active participant in artistic and public projects. Artist, poet, author of videos and installations, curator, actor of many art events in Odessa, founder of the underground gallery Norma. He has taken part in exhibition activities in Ukraine and abroad for several decades. His works are in the collection of the Museum of Odessa Modern Art, many museums and private collections. Lives and Works in Odessa. Igor Gusev's video installation, Put Your Hand, offers an unexpected interactive experience. A monitor is installed in front of the viewer on a high stand, which continuously shows terrific footage of military newsreels with killing of prisoners or civilians, reports of torture and executions in countries with dictatorial regimes. A black panel with a large red button is located on the table in front of the monitor. On the button, there is an announcement, Put Your Hand. When a person presses a button, an image of her, his palm appears in the middle of the display, as if penetrating through the screen. This large green palm is superimposed over the newsreels and stops them. This installation explores the idea of interaction between man and technology, as well as the border between reality and the virtual world. By putting our hand and pressing the button, we stop the translation of the newsreel on the nearby monitor. It seems very simple, although ordinary people may not understand the technical processes taking place during the action. However, this installation has another socio-philosophical aspect. As you know, the phrase put a hand also means a person's involvement in the processes in society. Everyone should be able to try to stop evil. By putting her, his hand to the button, a person demonstrates the willingness to stop atrocities. But it is clear to everyone that this device is an artistic object. It is not connected to the mass media or the internet, and the fact of pressing the button will have no effect on the political situation in the world. Then why click? Just for curiosity. What does it mean for us to be able to interact with virtual objects, which in fact do not exist materially? There are no approved answers to these questions. The only thing that is known is that people actively press the button at the exhibition.